This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Elaine McGregor, ELAINEMCGREGOR. Date of birth 05/24/1955. Date of appointment 8/25/2025. Requesting physician Sarah Beyer, SARAHBEYER. Dear Sarah Beyer, I have the pleasure of seeing Elaine McGregor today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 70-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman who is having confusion and memory loss. Middle of the sentences, she forgot what she is saying. As the day goes on, she has a more issue. She lives alone. She takes care of herself. She cooks herself. Sometimes she burns the food. Sometimes forget to pay the bill. Have dogs and cats take the dog outside. Never left the dog outside. She is not driving after accident on 7/25/25. Patient does not remember what happened to her. She went to the emergency room of the Nathan Latour Hospital where CT of the head was negative. She was diagnosed with UTI. She is disconnected. She is going for MRI of the brain on 9/5/2025. She loses balance. She is stager. She fell couple of times. She is having numbness, tingling, pain and weakness in the hands and the feet. She is having back pain and neck pain. She already had a back and neck surgeries and carpal tunnel surgeries two times. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, hypertension, uterine fibroid, past surgical history, lumbar spine surgery, right knee surgeries, bilateral feet surgeries, C-spine surgery, left ankle and bilateral shoulder surgeries, two carpal tunnel surgeries, hysterectomy, allergy, OxyContin, amoxicillin, medication, amlodipine, omeprazole, Mounjaro. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She smokes marijuana. She is a home health aide. She is divorced, lives alone, have two children. Family history, mother deceased, had epilepsy, father deceased, diabetes and thyroid problem. Three sister. One deceased with breast cancer. Another sister has mastectomy for breast. Another sister has fatty liver arthritis. One brother with epilepsy, COPD, deceased. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, joint deformity, poor control of the bladder, physical examination, blood pressure 200 over 100, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. I did the mini mental status examination. She scored 20 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Please rewrite again. The sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory and pinprick sensation in both feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 70-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start RSF 5 mg PO daily. I would like to order EEG, EMG of the upper and lower extremities. She has already had appointment for MRI of the brain. I would like to order blood tests including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in about 3 months when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.